Okay, here we are on Happy Daf Mem Aleph, and we're holding in the sugya on Mem Amid Beis. No, we didn't. No, we got actually the Mem Aleph. Yeah. Very good. We got to the two dots. So we're Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph at the two dots. And for some reason, our Mishnah skipped directly to in the Vashmim to Pesach, even though we haven't even begun discussing the Korban Pesach. Tosfos wonders why are we talking about Inv Ashvin and Pesach here of all places. It says if it's if it's because of the similarity to the vegetables, the shulkin, the bushalim, and over here with that, he says why doesn't it say it right after that? It's a funny place to put it. But I mean, the truth is, as I pointed out, there's a sub structure here, which is that it's structured similar to the Masechet Shabbat at the beginning. It's structured along the needs of the time. In other words, it develops along
chronology.
Yeah, the chronology from the Bedikat Chametz through the Isur Achilas Chametz through the Matzahs, Achonas Matzahs, etc., etc. And okay, so then it goes back to which dinim that you are, will you be over on, which is a strange way to talk about in the next part. Elu Ovrim B'Pesach. Why not just say, this is what Chametz is? So that substructure seems to be even, it affects even the way we phrase the Mishnayos. Okay, so the next thing we had in the Mishnah was you're not allowed to cook your Pesach. Lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei perot. You cannot use water or any type of liquid. Avosachin u'matbilim oto b'hem. However, you can have things that you put over the meat. Now, let's figure out what this is all about. First of all, remember that the Torah says, Al tochlu mimenu na, uvashel mevushal bamoyim, ki im tzli esh. Now, that holds all types of fascinating limudim. So our first question is, when the Torah says, Al tochlu mimenu vashel mevushal bamoyim, mainly ala bamoyim, maybe that is a din specifically in water. Sha'ar mashkim inayin, how do we know, as the Mishnah suggests, that every type of mei peirot would also be included. Amrit kavachomer uma mayim shein mefigin ta'aman asurin shar mashkim shein mefigin ta'aman lo koshiken. I mean, water is the least intrusive of a mode of boiling. Any other type of liquid is not only boiling the same way water boils, but it also introduces foreign tastes. Tosis points out that we don't really mean this as a common form, because if we did, you can't use a common. Who's to say that taste has anything to do with the price of ancient China here? But the real meaning is that it's just a giloy milta, because vis-a-vis the act of boiling, it's only the liquidity that has of any meaning. If you're going to suggest that we should take into consideration the other issues, then if anything, you're going to make it worse, not better. So in other words, essentially, forget about the taste problem. Did you boil it or did you not boil it? So mayim is, in other words, the least specific of a mode of boiling vis-a-vis taste, but it includes the concept of boiling. That's why the Torah stresses mayim. Otherwise, I mean, I thought it means that you're not allowed to put it into oil, but like this, I understand it's simply the mode of preparation and not the taste. But it's more than a mamatzino. It strips away the other element besides the actual preparation and the carrier of the heat. The Mati Amar says no. Rabbi Yomer, b'mayim eli yela mayim shar mashkim inayim talmud omer u'bashel mevushal. Why does the Torah stress bashel mevushal, double lashon, to tell me mikol makom, no matter how it was mevushal, it's still considered to be a violation of the preparation of Pesach? My benayu, is there a practical difference between learning it from the Pasuk Bashem Uvushal or learning it from the Limud of the Kavachomer? There is indeed. Ige benayu tzli kedar. The question over here is, suppose you put it into, tzli kedar is, it's become very popular actually now. I forget what they call it. Ah, darn. My wife just bought one. It's it looks like a frying pan, except that it's taller, and it's very, very thick, and has ridges in it. It broils on the fire in a pan. It's actually very, very tasty and healthy. So Tzli Kedar is where you don't barbecue over an open flame. You're broiling in a pan, but there's no other liquid except whatever liquid oozes from the thing that you're broiling. So over there, if you learn that it's a din in mayim, this is not similar to mayim at all, because you're not introducing anything in it, except itself. On the other hand, if you learn it off in Bashem Avushal, you're telling me that the fact that something was in a liquid, that is the problem, period. Now, I don't care what that liquid is, in which case, even if it's its own liquid, it's still Bashem Avushal. Now, according to the Rabbanan, learn it out of the Svara, not like Rebbe. Hai Bashel Mevushal Mayabdilahu. What do they do with the double Lashon? They use it for the following question. Suppose Bishlova Chakach Tzamoch. Says in the Braita, if you boil a carbon Pesach and then you roast it, Oshit Salova Chakach Bishlo, or you went ahead and you broiled it properly and then you boiled it. In either case, you would be Chayev. I understand if I eat a carbon Pesach that was boiled, I'm not going to change the fact by now roasting it after it was boiled. I'm not going to take away the fact that it was boiled. But once it was already prepared properly, how do we know that there's a prohibition against doing other things to enhance its taste or whatever you want? Isn't that still called sliyej? Am I? Why would I be chayev? So Rav Kahana says, this is going on, Libra Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi learns that a step of preparation is mevatel previous step. So for instance, when it comes to matzot, can you use a matzah that was afui and then was boiled? In other words, with Rav Yossi with kneidlach. Boy, that would be a real one, huh? Can you imagine? Instead of complaining about the size of the kazayas, they want another day. That's how you prepare your knedlach. Oh, I got to speak to your wife about this. So the Tanya, Yotzim berekika sharui ubimuvushal, shaloni moach, give Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says you could take a matzah. If somebody has trouble swallowing or chewing, take a matzah, soak it in water. For that matter, you can even boil it up, as long as it hasn't melted away. It has to have the tzura of a matzah. Rav Yossi Yomer, Yotzin Berekika Asher, we have no problem with your soaking the matzah. Avalobe Mevushal, you could not use a boiled matzah even if it was whole. So in other words, what is he saying? That the very fact of boiling is mevata the baking. So if that's the case, the same thing would apply over here. So this halacha, that a Pesach that was salui and then boiled is an iser to eat, would only be following the psak of Rabbi Yossi. Whereas ulama, afilu tema Rabbi Meir, there's no comparison, because that's where it comes to matzah, you're correct. The boiling wouldn't affect the baking. But over here, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, shaynei acha diyamakra ubashem avushal, Mikomakom. So here we see the way that the Chachamim, who argue on Rebbe and don't darshan from Bashel Mevushal, now we understand what they do with Bashel Mevushal. They use it to include the halacha of Tzalova Chakach Bishlo, any type of Mevushal, even if it's after a previous sleep.
Tanra. I mean, just because you see Rav Yossi it says l'chumra, doesn't mean it's going to do l'chula by.
No, nobody's saying you can do it.
No, but if you do
it. On the contrary, Rav Yossi says it l'chula.
L'chula by mat.
Saying he's not saying you can. He's saying that you're not.
Yossi says, of a low mavush, he can't be Yossi with mavushal. Because once you do vishal, it nullifies the previous thing.
Right.
So now we're trying to use it for.
L'chumra here.
This is l'chumra.
They're both looking.
No, but I
can't be yours. Same thing you're carving Pesach. You're being mevatel the previous tzli. So.
I thought that you mevatel the previous.
No, nobody would have had a problem. Once you're mevashalit, it's already mevushal. You can't turn it into tzli.
Right. And that the other way.
The other way was the machlokas, it was the chumrah. Rav Yossi said, We say it's going Alib de Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's now a Pesach that is Mavushah, even though it was previous Alib.
Now, when you say Chayiv, it means Chayiv on the Din, but you still Yotze. Nobody says it's
nobody, on the contrary. Tosis points out that there's no. The question over here is only Lagabi Malkus, not Lagabi. And a lot of it. Well, let's see. There's more coming up along these lines. Let's see how it reflects. Ton Rabbona, Yochol Sol O Kol Tzorcho Yehei Chayav. You might think that if you went ahead and you did the tzli all the way, you would be chayiv. Talmud Lomar Al Tochlu Mimenu Nau Vashem Uvushalamai. That's your only problem. Nau Vashem Uvushalamati Lecha V'lo Shetzol O Kol Tzorcho. There's no problem in a tzliya that is called tzorcho. Now,
what would be the problem?
Wait. So the way the Gemara is constructed, it suggests that it's referring to the previous sugya. As if kol tzorcho would mean if it was already broiled kol tzorcho, because obviously kol tzorcho can't be a problem. So the suggestion is that's what the naive reader assumes, that since kol tzorcho it can't be a problem, kol tzorcho would mean if it were completely tzalui, then there shouldn't be a problem if you're mevashlet. Mashen came, if there wasn't 100% cooked, it was raw, it was rare, let's say, then there's room for further improvement in the bishul process. Then bishul counts. However, Rashi points out there's no way to learn that the sugya means this from the continuation. And therefore, we will accept his pshat, which is that the Gemara is about to explain what the kol tzorcho problem is. But that kol tzorcho would mean as dark as you can get and still have it called meat. That's basically what we mean by kol tzorcho. Meaning leaving nothing, you basically charred it. Oh, that's it. The whole thing has been blackened, but it's still roy lachila. So hechidam yomer vashi the shavi charucha. You basically charred it. You burned it. The question is that considered to be tzali, or is this considered to be kali? Tzali is one thing. Kali is something else. You're called kaliyech instead of tzaliyech. Kamash malan that the only problem is bashel vashu mevushal and not. You might think that a kezayit of really raw Pesach, uncooked at all, that's how most people, when they read the Torah that says, Al tochlu mimenu na, they think na means raw. So you might think if you ate chai is the way you say raw in Hebrew. You might think that if you eat it truly raw, you'd be chai. Talmud Lomar Al Tochlu Mimenu Nau Vashem Uvushal. In other words, there's a compromise here. A na, which is partially mevushal, Amar Tilecha. V'lo chai, I don't mean that it's completely raw. So in other words, it's basically very rare. Yochu Yehei Mutar. You might think if that's the case, it's also mutar to eat it like that. Talmud Lomar Ki Im Tzliyesh. No. You have to eat it, Tzliyesh. That's a given. But it's not going to be an Isser Lav to eat it, Mitam No, if it's really raw. Now, Lamaisa, Mistosis points out before, when we're talking about Tzli Kedar Lamashon, we weren't assuming that you could actually make a Korban Pesach like that. And Miyotze your Korban Pesach like that. Everybody holds that it's possible. Because it's definitely not called the Tzliyesh. Tzli Kedar is not Tzliyesh. So as far as what you were pointing out before, it's a given. We're not discussing being Yosef. The question is, are you going to be over on a lav? Here we get into the shaila of whether ki im Tzliyesh is a lav, or is it a lav abba mechlal aseh, in which case there wouldn't be any malchus on it. And if you learn, we'll see. What?
I'm eating it raw.
Raw or anything else that would not be ki im Tzliyesh. So it's Tzli Kedar also. So that's our question. Is it a lava b'mechala say? Can it be read as a lav, but perhaps a lav shebichlalut? Let's take a look now and see how we get into these circuits. So hechidonim no. What is called no? Omer av kidiyamri parsoi avarnayim. It's what they call in Persia avar na'im, which is a very, just like a extremely rare, just put briefly over the fire. Omer chista hamevashel b'chamei tveria b'shabbat patur. Now here is where we see the difference between the two sugyas. If you cook on Shabbat in chamei tveria, that's not called cooking, because cooking refers to fire and other sources of heat besides chemical fire is not considered to be heat on, is not considered to be a mode of bishul on Shabbos, which is why you can use a solar oven, you can use a nuclear oven, you can use a microwave oven, but you can't use even things that were cooked with those things, water that was heated with those things, because of Xera, the Rabbanan, that it's similar to water cooked with fire. You know, you'll come all ready to use water cooked with fire. But Mi'ikr Hadin, as long as you're using a nuclear furnace, which is essentially the Chamei Tveria, or you're using microwaves, or you're using the sun, which is the same nuclear furnace, so you're perfectly okay cooking on Shabbat with that. And that's the halacha. You actually could cook with Shabbat on that. You just can't cook with that which is heated by some other source but heat, which is the problem in our solar heaters, in our solar water heaters, because of the collectors and so on. So Yeshayla, therefore, should be the same, you would think, when it comes to the Korban Pesach. So if you cook a Korban Pesach in Chamei Tveria, it ought to be that it's not called Bashem of Usha B'mayim, right? Because there's no heat the way you normally cook with mayim, which would be heat from a fire. Ask the Gemara, so Maishna B'Shabbat lo. Why is it that on Shabbat I'm put? Because I need for the Chiev Toldot Eish V'inan. That's the definition of Bishur. V'leka, since I don't have in Chamei Tveria any source of fire, so I'm a mainline pot. So why not Pesach Nami? Pesach Nami laf toldot eish, and therefore I should be potter on eating it b'shem mevushal. Amarava, when it says chayev, it doesn't mean you're chayev because of mevushal. It means you're chayev because you were over on ki'im tzliyesh. Not because of mevushal. Indeed, it's not mevushal, but it's certainly not tzliyesh. Reb Chiya Breider of Natsan Masni Lo L'Hadur of Chista Ve'Hadei. Actually, the way Reb Chiya Breider of Natsan said it over is that Reb Chista included that explanation as an original din. Om Reb Chista Amavashel B'Chamei Tveria B'Shabbat Patur. U Pesach Shebishlo B'Chamei Tveria Chayav. And he adds, Shavar Mishum Tzliyesh. That was Reb Chista himself explaining the difference between Shabbat and between the Korban Pesach. Yeah, it's an example of nuclear heated water. If you stick it into the local reactor, it would also be. They say it's not too good to use those the coolant water. Not so good. Omar Rava, achlo na loke shtay. Interesting. If you eat it, no, according to halacha, no, not raw, partially cooked. So first of all, you'd be over on al tochal mimenu na, but you'll also be over on ki'im tzliyesh. Because that's just, we look at the lo tochlu as applying separately. Lo tochlu na, lo tochlu b'shem mevushal, lo tochlu ki'im tzliyesh. So then you have two separate lavi. If you would eat it mevushal, you would also be lokeshtai for the same reason. If you ate it na and mevushal, you'd be lokeshalosh, because you're also being over on ki'im tzliyesh. Abaya Omar, ein lokin alav shebichlolut. You're not going to be over on the lav of ki'im tzliyesh. You'll be over only on the lav that's defined, na, b'shem mevushal. But the other lav is a general thing, anything but. Anything but isn't well defined. So a lav shebechlolut is a bayah, you're potter on. Now, ikidi amritar tehu delo loki, choda mi haloki, is a machlokis in how to understand this halacha of the lav shebichlamut. In other words, if you're going to get malchus because of either na or mevushal, then you can't have a separate malchus of ki'im tzli esh, because the definition of na or mevushal is the application of the ki'im tzli esh. It's not a separate issue. But nonetheless, chada mi'alaki, if you weren't going to get malchus for either of the above, let's say you cooked at a chametzver, yeah? So over there, there's no malchus for the nod, there's no malchus for the bishul. So then, in achinami, the ki'im tzli esh would include and anything else. It just can't include in addition to all of the above. Okay? That would be a completely different way of understanding. It's not that you don't get malchus for lav shebichlalut. It's that where there's a definition, the lav shebichlalut is included in that definition. So even chodah nami lo luck, you will never get malchus.
Rashi says the opposite. Rashi says that
I don't like to argue with Rashi. I don't think so. Pretty sure that's what I said. Really? I thought it was so cool. That's really typical. Okay, once again. Once you get malchus for a well-defined lav, which the lav was referring, there's only one lo tocha. There's lo tochlo either na, lo tochlo b'shem uvushal, and lo tochlo ki'im tzli esh. One way of understanding Abai is that ki'im tzli esh cannot be a separate lav where you're getting malchus already for your na or for your mevushal. Because those are the things that are not the ki'im tzli esh. But if you wouldn't have gotten malchus for the tzli, for the partial tzli and the na, you wouldn't have got malchus for the bashem uvushal, then it's still true that you were over, let's say, on a mevasha b'chametzveria on ki'im tzli esh. The other way of understanding Abai is that you could never get malchus on a lav shebichlalut at all. The ki'im tzli esh is not going to be machay of you at all. So there, according to that, even chara lo laki.
For the maple.
That's right. So there's no ki'im tzli esh is not considered to be a lav that can be machay. Malchus, which is normally the way that we understand the din of lav shebichlalut. It's too general. Does that fit with Rashi, or am I still not? Should we learn the Rashi? Yeah, maybe I didn't learn it properly. Ikri amri tartu huda lo laki. Let's take a look in the Rashi and see. Kivan shu lo ke mishum na. O mishum b'shem avusha. Tu lo laki mishum klal d'chi im tzliyesh. Once you've got malchus for one of the specified lavi, either na or bevushal or both, you wouldn't get malchus because of ki'im tzli esh, because that's just the klal of which these are the direct application. But avo chada mi'alaki, in a case where you weren't going to get malchus on the other two, let's say on the vasha b'chametzveria, over there you don't have the malchus of bishul bashel mevushal, you don't have the malchus of na. You still would have the malchus of ki'im tzli esh. That would be one way of understanding Abai. Igadamri, the other way of understanding Abai, is that even chodadami lo laki, you will never get malchus because of ki'im tzli esh. That's too general. Delomiach lave didei. It doesn't define itself properly. How does it have to be defined? Kelav de chasima. As we'll see in the Gemara, a lav de chasima, lo tachsom shor b'disho, is the mocker of the din of malchus on every lav. Because the Torah puts lav de chasima together with ipilo ha-shofet, in terms of the din of Eidim Zomim. To teach me that the model is lo tachsom shor b'disho. Lo tachsom shor b'disho is well defined. And there's many other issues that we have to find similar to lo tachsom shor b'disho in terms of lavas. That is connected to an assay and so on. It's nitik assay that you're not local. But here we're just saying it's not well defined. It's too general. In which case, even if there's no lav on the bashel mevushal or on the na, there's also no lav that's left from the one that's not miyuchad ki'im tzli esh. Is that okay? Or not? Still no good. Still no good. Okay, I don't know what's confusing you, but I'm happy to respond if you'll explain it to me. So for this, you make me crazy.
It's partially also because visually it says something that's like a tarki, but that's as far as I don't catch
it. And all the Ikadamis are in the lotion of Anabai.
Yeah. What is meant when you say you're not lokam afshe bechlolot? Yeah, whenever we do a double ikadamri, it's referring back to a given. Some say the given means X, and some say the given means Y. A single ikadamri is that I'm changing what the previous given. It's a completely different format. Right? Okay. There's another so why lo loki? Chananami lo loki. The lo miyachid lavi kelav de chasima. Doesn't fit the model for malchus. There's another interesting example of this, of achila. Rav Amar. We have the same exact construct when it comes to a nazir. Over there, the Torah gives a general and a specific under the same lav, because it says mikol asher. They're talking to a nazir. So nazir asks himself, so mikol asher yetze migefen ayayin michartzanim ad zag lo yachel. So we have chartzanim mentioned, zag mentioned, and mikol asher, anything which is a product of the vine. So according to Rava, if you eat the zag, you're lokeshtayim. If you eat the chartzan, you're lokeshtayim, exactly as here. You're loka because of zag, and you're loka because of mikol. If you eat the chartzan, you're loka because of the chartzan, and you're also loka because of the kol. Just like over here, because of the ki'im. If you eat both of them, you're loka shalosh. Just as over here, you'd be loka for bashel, na, and ki'im. There too, Abai says, no, ein lokin alav shebichlalut. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv on the din of mikol asher yaseh migefen ayayin. You're only going to be loka either on chartzan or zag. By the way, I'm not explaining what chartzan and zag is, because it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Which one is the skin and which one is the pit? But it's one or the other. All right. So, Abai says exactly the same thing over there. Abai Omer, and we have exactly the same two approaches to Abaya as we had over here. You're not going to get a malchus when you're getting a malchus for something else. But if you're not getting a malchus for something else, you're still going to get a malchus for that. In other words, let's say you didn't eat a zag or a chartzan, but you ate some other product. So then the shayla is, would I get malchus? According to the Zikad Amri, I would. Whereas Zikad Amri, you'll never get malchus for anything but Zagar Chartzan. Why? De lo miyachid lave, ke lave de chasima. Tana Rabbanan, getting back to Korban Pesach, ochal ki zayit na mi ba'od yom. Patur. If you eat a Korban Pesach that was improperly prepared, and it's still time before the time of the Seder, it's not the time of the Achila, you're potter. Because you're only chayev on eating a Korban Pesach improperly prepared when it's the Zman of Achilat HaPesach. But if you're eating it shelo bizmano, there's no issue. If you ate a Kezayat Nabi Shechashecha, which is the time that you're chayev to eat it correctly, then you would be chayev. Alchal Kezayat Sali Miba'od Yom. Suppose you took a piece of the Korban Pesach that was properly prepared, and you ate it outside of your chabura. Now, normally, because a Pesach can only be eaten within one set of coordinates, the fascinating halacha, we'll see later on, very fascinating. So, you need to eat a Korban Pesach within a single set of coordinates. The coordinates, surprisingly, include space, time, and the presence of other things. So, in other words, if you would eat your Korban Pesach in a particular place, you can't eat it in any other place. You eat it at a particular time, can't eat it at any other time. You eat it in a particular group, You can't eat it in another group, even given that the time and place are the same. So you have basically three different sets of coordinates. And here, the chiddush is that if you ate it mi ba'od yom, it doesn't register at all. That's not a different set of coordinates. It's not considered to be achila. Just as the same as the no is concerned. If you went ahead and you went and took your own piece of the Korban Pesach without the rest of the chabura, then pasalat chabura, you can no longer eat your Korban Pesach in the chabura. Tanya idah, the other braita puts it like this, because here it doesn't give us any limudim. We're supposed to take this on faith. The other braita explains. You might think that eating a partially cooked Korban Pesach would be b'chayiv you, and in fact you would argue that v'dinu makes a great deal of sense that it should be b'chayiv you, because look, if even at a time when you're b'chayiv to eat a Korban Pesach, you're still going to be over a lav for eating it uncooked, so if you're not even supposed to be eating it at all, what the heck are you doing eating it wrong? Oh, or maybe I could argue, actually, maybe not. Maybe I should argue even more strongly in the opposite direction. This is not a standard olo. This is more strongly in the opposite direction, not in the correct direction. Maybe I should say that the only time actually that you would be chayev on eating it raw is when you weren't supposed to be eating it at all. So it's maybe the chat is b'sha'a she'eino b'kum echotzli yesh lo b'bal tochal na. But once it's nighttime and then you're b'chuyev to eat it tzli, maybe over there the Torah didn't give you the yisur of eating it no. Now I know that sounds strange, as the Brai said. Va'al t'tameh, don't think that I'm weird, because I'll give you another example of such a thing. I mean, there's a concept of huter michlolo. Huter michlolo is when something was osur, and now we're matured in one element, we will often remove other isurim associated with it. So over here, once it's at night, huter michlolo etzotzli, what was previously asur to eat, is now suddenly becomes mutter. So maybe it becomes mutter if it takes off the lav. For no, it's not the way to do it, you won't be yotze, but there's no isur. Therefore, instead of these two alternatives, comes along the Torah to teach us. Al tochlu mimenu nahu bashel mevushal b'mayim, ki im tzli eish. What do you got to say ki im tzli eish for? It said beferush before. Tzli eish u'matzot u'morim. So what's a ki im tzli eish? She'in tamud lomar ki im tzli eish. U'mat tamud lomar ki im tzli eish. Lomar lecha, that the two are fundamentally interrelated. You can't eat it na at the time that you're supposed to be eating. It's the age. That's the point. So b'sha'ashi yeshno b'kum echot sali, yeshno b'bal tochal na, but b'sha'ashi eno b'kum echot sali, eno b'bal tochal na, that just the opposite is true. It's when I'm telling you to eat it sali, then I'm telling you you're going to be chayev if you eat it na. Rebbe Omer, ekra ani bashel. What's this bashel mevushal? I might have thought only in a case where somebody prepared the Korban Pesach wrongly at the time now that he's supposed to be eating it. But how about Bishlomi Ba'od Yom Minai? Before this man of Achila, how do I know that I passel it for later Achila? In other words, I might have thought that the preparation is part of the din of Achila itself, and when there's no Chiyav of Achila, there's no Hakpar on the preparation. Talmud Lomar, Bashel Mevushal, no matter what. Wait a minute. How could Rebbe say that? Rebbe was the one who before on Amud Aleph said that the Bashel Mevushal is to teach me that Sli Kedar is also included in Bishul. Remember? In its own juice. That was Rebbe. So how could Rebbe now suddenly have Bashel Mevushal to tell me the new halacha that even though it was Mevushal Mibod Yom? No, says the Gemara. It's true. Rebbe was afkilat slikedar l'shar mashkim. But he still says that if that's all that it meant to say, imkein lemakro bashel bashel, or mevushal mevushal. We say bashel mevushal. You're telling me two different things. First of all, there's the repetitiveness. Secondly, there's the change. Shamanina Tarte. Therefore, I know both Shar Mashkret Sli Kedar, and that there's an Isser of Bashel, even Mibod Yom.
We said Noah was like partially cooked, like half cooked, half not cooked, half and half. But also Sli? I mean, but it's
no, it's Sli.
So, what do you mean? I mean, but roasted, but just
roasted.
Not, roasted,
yeah.
So,
that was a Persian roast.
Right. So, at what point does it become Sli enough? Like it's a Sli.
After it's the Abarnaim. Beyond that stage.
Okay.
It would be worth a trip to Barnea's neighborhood in Persia.
Okay.
Although I don't think they like us much there anymore.
Persian restaurant.
I don't know why. Tana Rabbana.
If it became charcoal, it would be, his carbon is ruined, whatever, so you get Marcus or not,
you can't get Malchus on not doing something. We're going to get to those halachas. You want to jump ahead, I see. We'll talk about it. What happens if there's something other reason that he didn't eat the grumbas?
In all these cases, if it was not at the time of eating, we'd be better off not eating it at all.
Of course, he's over in Issa D'Oraisa. If you want to be, then he will get Malchus. For eating, he can get Malchus.
If it was underdone, you just leave it alone.
Well, you could always cook it. Tana Rabba. Ochal tzli mi ba'od yom chayav. Achal kizayit na mishachashecha chayav. Now, what you seem to be saying, I mean, by putting these two together, is you seem to be telling me that they're basically members of the same set. In other words, if you're saying tzali dumyad na, so I mean na, I know there's an iser lav, the feirush. So you're telling me that if I eat tzali mi ba'od yom, there's also a lav. I never heard of that lav. What is that lav exactly? Bishlema, no, it says, al tachlumi menu na, not to read. Where does it say in the Torah not to eat it, salimi ba'odion? Now I'm being over on this, to eat it, salimi nola, tichtiv, because since it says beferush, ve'achlu et abasar balayla hazeh, tzli eshumatzot amrorim. So in other words, it's balayla hazeh, dafka, but beyom lo. No, come on, you know you're not Chayim Malchus for that. That's a lav haba mechlal aseihu. V'chol lav haba mechlal aseh is an aseh. It's not a lav. So you said that I'm going to be Chayim. You should have said, I'm going to be over, not I'm going to be Chayim. Rav Chista ha'mani Rabbi Yehudahi. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a lav haba mechlal aseh, in certain cases, if that asay is stated as a lemor, then you would be chayav to time. Shorva says sorua vekalut nidava ta'ase oto. What is the Torah saying over here? That if you have a shor in which one of its organs, an eye, an organ of some kind, is larger, one is larger than its matching organ on the other side of the body, so it's asymmetrical. Or if it's kalut and its feet are not properly symmetrical, they haven't grown out so that they're now all one piece, it hasn't split. These are mutations. So then you can make it in a dava, meaning you can give its value to the berek habayit, but you cannot make it a neder to put on the mizbeah. Okay, so what does that mean? That oto atamatfis the berek habayit. Note that it stresses. You must only make this type of animal a gift to Hegdash for the Berek HaBayit, which is financial. But you cannot take a perfectly usable animal from the Mizbeach and give it to the Berek HaBayit. Once something is roy for the Mizbeach, it's insulting to give it to the Berek HaBayit and say, well, just take its value. The beauty of the animal is its suitability for the Mizbeach itself. Mikan Amru, it's not chulin if you give it to the Mizbeach. Okay, so fine, eat it yourself. But don't give it to the Berek HaBayit and specifically ignore the Mizbeach. If you're going to give it to Hegdash, you have to give it to the Mizbeach. מכאן אמרו, כל המדפיס תמימים לברק הבית עובר בעשה. Anybody who would give a carbon tumim to the Berek HaBayit instead of to the Mizbeach is going to be over on an Isser HaSeh. Because obviously it doesn't say lav, it just says Nidava Taseoto. Make it a Nidava, the implications being, but don't make something else a Nidava, but that, I mean, that's a lav of HaMichlal HaSeh. It's only there from implication. Eli Ela Ba'aseh Belo Taseh Minayin. How do I know that you would even be over a lav? Talmud lomar, vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, limeid al kol ha-parasha kula shiye belo ta'aseh divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This, says Rabbi Yehuda, teaches me the entire parasha is belo ta'aseh. Amalo rebu lebar kapara, what's he talking about? My mashma, how does he see from vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimor? How does Rabbi Yehuda see from that that there's belo ta'aseh? Omar lo dichtiv le mor, meaning lo amur. He's telling you that this is a no-no, a big no-no. So lo ne'amar bedvarim, or be'rav amre, there's another way of looking at it, which is that Moshe was told lav amor, meaning there should be an iser lav in these things. So vayomer Hashem Moshe le mor, lav emor, teach them an iser lav. So now, as Tosis points out, we're not saying that every time it says in the Torah that there's a lav, but where you have such a wording that introduces a lav by implication, then we understand that Zerem is that implication is a true lav. So it's based on that idea. The Rebbe Yehuda says a lav abba michlal aseh, which is an implied lav, is a real lav if it's introduced with a lemor. Therefore, this is understood, a libet Rabbi Yehuda, but only a libet Rabbi Yehuda, as the same as eating na, mi shechashecha, eating tzali, mi ba'od yom. Why? Because of the lemor.
The previous page, when we've been discussing dim tzali esh, and more assumed that it was a lab, how come over there?
It said, lo tochal. Lo tochal ki im tzli esh, but over here it says, what yes to do, not what not to do. The same way we apply the lo tochal to both na and bashel, we see it as a series. Lo tochal na, lo tochal mevushal, lo tochal ki im tzli esh.
So they would have to look, ki im tzli esh is not a lav of bami of alaset.
Right, that's for sure. The question is only as a lav shebet lo.
Lo tochal gain of the pasuk.
Correct.
Without pasuk.
Right. Memalim, ein mevashli in the Pesach to the Rabbanan. B'mayim, mainly on b'mayim, shar mashkim inayin. I'm a kavachomer. U'mamayim she'ein mefigin ta'amam asurin, shar mashkim she'mefigin ta'amam lo koshekei. Rebbe Omer, b'mayim, mainly on b'mayim, shar mashkim inayin. Tamalom rabashel mevushal mikomakom. I v'inayu, ikavinayu tzvi kedar. Rabbanan, hai bashel mevushal mayavdilu. Miboilu l'kiritanya, b'shlo v'yachakach tzol'ol. Oh, tzolo v'yachakach bishlo chayav. So bishlem v'bishlo v'chakach tzolo chayav. Do bashlem, ala tzolo v'yachakach bishlo ha-tzvi yeshu. Amai, omrev kan amani Rabbi Yosi. Tetzani yotzim v'rekika sharuya b'mevushal shalo nimuach. Div Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yosi says, yotzim v'rekika sharuya. Avalo b'mevushal hafa pisheina nimuach, because it's not a fui. Ulo amar afilu teima Rabbi Meir. And that's what we use the extra lashon for. Tan Rabban, Yochot Sol O Kol Tzorcho Yehaya. Talmudam Artochlu Bimenu Nau Bashem Uvushal Bamayim. No Bashem Uvushal Amarti Lecha. Veloshet Sol O Kol Tzorcho. So that's not called Kaliyesh. It's called Tzaliyesh. Hey Chidoni, Amr Vashi Deshav Yecharucha. Tan Rabban and Yochot Locha Kazayet Chay Yehaya. Talmud Omer, al tochlu mimenu nao b'she b'vushal. Nao b'shel amarti lecha, v'lo chai. Yocho yehi mutar, Talmud Omer ki im tzliyesh, hechidomi no, Omer Rav ki liyamri parsoi, aber nai. Omer Rav chista mevashel b'cha mitveria b'shabat patur, but nonetheless, Pesach, shebishlo b'cha mitveria, chayav. Why is that? Ma'ishnan b'shabat, delo, the toldot eish, b'yina, b'leka. Pesach nami, lav toldot eishu. Amar Rav, my chayav diktani, The Kaav Mishum Tzli Eish. Reb Chiya Bereder, not a matter of the Reb Chista Behede. Om Reb Chista Mavashe B'cha Mitveri B'Shabbat Batur. U Pesach Shbishlo B'cha Mitveri Achayav. She'avar Mishum Tzli Eish. And not Mishum B'Shem Avushal. Omar Rava. Achlo Na Loke Shtayim. Both for Tzliyesh and Kiim Tzliyesh and No. Mevushal also Lokeshtayim. No, Mevushal Lokeshalosh for the two, plus the Kiim Tzliyesh. Abai Omer, Ein Lokin Alav Shebechlolun. Some understand that that means Tarti Udolo Loki, but if there was only the Kiim Tzliyesh, let's say Chametz Veria, so then the Chodam Yaloki, and Ikeni Amri Chodam Nami Loki. Why? The Lomiyakli Labi Kalav de Chasima, which is the model. Rava Omar, similar case by Nazir. Ocha Zag Lokeshtai. Why? Because it's both a Zag, and it's also Mikol Asher Yehaseh Migefen HaYayin. Ocha Chatzan Lokeshtai. Zag V'Chatzan Lokeshalosh. There too, Abai Omer Ein Lokin Alav Shebechlalud. And there too, Ikeri Amri Tartu De Lo Loki Chodem Yaloki. And Ikeri Amri Chodenami Lo Loki De Lo Miyachiv Lave Kelav Dechassima. Tanur Rabbanan Ocha Kizayet Nami Ba'od Yom Patur Kizayet Nami Shechashecha Chayab. Ocha kizayet salimi ba'od yom lo pasalatz mabnei chabura. Kizayet salimi shechashecha pasalatz mabnei chabura. Tani idach yorcholot ocha kizayet nami ba'od yom. Yechayav, and actually v'dinu. Uma b'sha'a sheyesh lo b'kum echot sali. Yesh lo b'bal tochal na. B'sha'a she'eno b'kum echot sali. Eno din sheyesh lo b'bal tochal na. As a matter of fact, I could even say it better than that. Oh, lo. B'sha'a she'eno b'kum echot sali. Is Yeshno b'bal tochal not only at that time during the day, but b'shashi Yeshno b'kumechot tzli, maybe indeed eno b'bal tochal not b'al tamei, shrehu tar mechalo etzot tzli. Talmud lomar al tochlo b'minu no b'shem mevusha b'mayim, ki im tzli esh. I ask you, shem talmud lomar, ki im tzli esh. Ma talmud lomar, ki im tzli esh lomar lecha, b'shashi Yeshno b'kumechot tzli, Yeshno b'bal tochal not, but b'shashi eno b'kumechot tzli, Eino bebal tochal na. Rebbe Omer, ekra ni bashel. Matam lo mevushal. Sheyochel eino yela shebishlomi shechashecha. Bishlomi ba'od yom inayim. Talmud lomar bashel mevushal mikol makom. What? Bashel mevushal afki Rebbe v'tzvi kedar l'shar mashkin. True, but in kein leima kra o bashel bashel o mevushal mevushal mai bashel mevushal shva min atarte. Tanu rabbonan. Ochal tzli mi ba'od yom. Chayav, ochal kizayet na mishachashecha, chayav. Anyway, katani tzalidum yedena, mana belav, it means literally chayav, with malkas. Av tzalimi ba'od yom is belav. So bishleim na, it says, al tochlumi menu na, but tzalimi nalan. Tichti, ve'ochlu et abasar balayla hazeh. Davka balayla ba'biyom lo. Okay, but that's only a lav abba mechal haseyu. B'chol lav abba mechal haseyu is only an haseyu. Amrav Chista Amani Rabbi Udehi. The Tanya Sharva says Sarua Vekalut Nidavata Ase Oto Oto Ata Matvis Leberek Abayit Vi Ata Matvis Tmimim Leberek Abayit Mikan Amru Kol Amatvis Tmimim Leberek Abayit Over Be Ase Eme Ela Ba Ase. How do you know even Olot Ase according to Rabbi Yehuda? Minai Tamilom Revaidav Hashem Moshe Leimor Limeid Al Kol Aparasha Kula Shei Belot Ase Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Amalo Rebbe Lebar Kapora, I'm Ashva. Amalo Dechtiv, Leimor, Lo Ne'emar Bidvarim. Be'rav Amri Leimor, Lav Emor.